Welcome to the Brave Manifestor podcast. My name's Jamie Madsen. I want to take you into my world for a second. As I record this, it is Saturday, December 14th at about 11:55 a.m. And I spent this entire morning reflecting on this podcast episode that I recorded for the women who are inside the Magic Is You, the free Telegram, 30-day Telegram. Exclusive access trainings that are happening this December. I'm going to talk more about that in a second. But specifically, what I was reflecting on this morning was how good it feels to be in the energy of I love to sell. And I don't just mean your offers. I mean, I love to sell my ideas. I love to sell my belief. I love to share my stories and experiences that led to the reason that I'm talking to you about this today, right? So in this training, I pull back the curtain on my decade of selling as an entrepreneur, as a marketer, now as an online business coach. And I share with you how I, as a coach, have been able to alchemize 5 to 10K months, sometimes even greater, on social media, as a coach, and as a stay-at-home mom, all while working exclusively in Telegram on my own time and feeling so lit up about my offers, my brand, and truthfully, the influential recognition that I've built. And truthfully, the catalyst to that change and that belief in what I can support others with stemmed from having the realization that I am not here just to build a personal brand. I'm here to build an identity. What is a personal brand? A personal brand is typically rooted in what you think your ideal wants, and then you create structure and parameters around your business, truthfully end up suppressing your gifts and your magic to the world. See, cultivating a influential recognition, a following, a business that runs on social media is not just about having a magic funnel. It's not just about having a perfect offer. And it's not just about posting consistently. It's having a signature identity. And the signature identity process, this is the process that I take my four and in cases five-figure clients through, is we take the concept of personal branding and we reverse it. Instead of focusing on what does my ideal client want from me? We reflect the mirror back on you. We turn the lens back on you and we begin to curate a movement, an identity around what feels good for you. It's rooted in your story and your innate magic. Because when you know how to bring your magic to the surface and craft a signature identity, you stop blending in with the sea of boring ass personal brands. The belief that I have behind this movement is what's created safety in my mind and my body to own where I'm at, to own who I am, to own my role as a mom, to own my story, to own my skill set, to own my creativity, my self-expression. Right? So this episode is just a taste of what's happening this month, this December, over 30 days inside of Telegram, which is a free coaching app. You get downloads from me every single week. And this series of lessons are going to help you unlock the full magic of your brand. When you join us inside of this private coaching container for free, you're also going to get access to the Brand Magic Workshop that's happening on New Year's Day. And you're going to get access to the workshop. I have charged significantly more for experiences like this in the past, but right now I have decided I want to gift this to you because I know that if I can show you that this process works, the sky is the limit. This entire experience is valued at $555, but I'm giving it to you for free because I'm not interested in making a quick buck. I'm interested in long-term relationships. This is for the long game. Oh, if you're ready to step into your signature identity, you want to sell like a queen, and you want to love the entire process of doing it, dive into this episode and click the link below to join us inside of the free Telegram experience happening the entire month of December. The magic is you. Okay, so I was having a thought today. I thought I really want to share this with them. Is when I took my youngest and our Aussie, our crazy Aussie, outside to throw the ball and get some energy out for both of them, get some energy out for all of us. And I was reflecting on my sales journey through the last decade of entrepreneurship and as a marketer, right? And the thought that came to me, the download that I received, was how is anyone gonna know about my magic if I don't tell them that it exists? So I was thinking about how so many of us starting out as a marketing, as you're like getting your feet wet and like getting comfortable and experienced in doing this and putting yourself out there, you're not boasting about why you deserve to hold the candle for your ideal client, right? And it's because when it comes down to building trust, trust happens not only in a relatable setting, right? With relatable connection where they can see themselves in your shoes and in your story, but it's also a belief that you have the skills, right? And so, what happens when we build trust with someone over time, they want to run with you, they want to re-sign with you. And even in some cases, they want to become your friend, and they do become your friend in the process. I can't tell you how many women that I've coached, even from the early days of charging $150 for a Zoom call with me, that I see at events like the one that I went to last night, where there's hundreds of women and I'm connecting with everyone, but I also get to connect with the people that I've built a relationship with in my business since the very beginning. And the reason that your audience and potentially even your future clients are not seeing you that way is because you have a resistance around selling. And the ulterior of that is not making any money, not having the resources to keep growing, to keep sustaining. So what ends up happening in the space is you get super head heavy, which means you're thinking, am I doing this right? What if they don't do this? And it's this energy of like really just trying to get them to do something, when in reality, you're just really in your head about it. And when you lead into practical principles, magical principles like storytelling, which is mostly what I'm going to talk to you about today, you get out of your head and you get way more into your heart. And you know, my way of selling, here's your example. My way of selling isn't going to suit everyone, because my way isn't heavy promoting to you all day, every day. I'll get to that when my kids are a little bit older and I can facilitate growing a team again, right? But my priorities are in raising a family, spending time with my kids, being a stay-at-home mom. So that makes me the perfect coach for moms who want the sustainable income, want to, within the next few months, be earning 5 to 10K a month for your skills and for your mentorship. And you want to also feel really happy, light, not overstimulated, balanced, and even elevating like effortlessly as you can in the process. Right? This is my magic. I can really support any mom, any woman who believes in my process. And I can support any type of woman at a huge capacity in containers just like this one, where I can still coach to the same person, the one ideal client, even though there's many of you. If you do this through selling your magic, AKA your beliefs, your essence, your embodiment, instead of what you do for people or only what you've done, like make 10K months, hell, make 100K months, right? You still see the people, it's like you're climbing the how much money I've made already as a coach ladder. and it's exhausting. If you think about brands, like big brands, even corporate brands, entrepreneurial brands like Alex Hormozi, Cody Sanchez, Gary Vaynerchuk are a lot of those who I reference to. There's a lot more that I reference to as well, but those are the top three, I would say, when it comes to business and marketing. They each sell, what they do really well is they sell their beliefs. And it's not actually selling because it's storytelling. It's giving someone a unique perspective, a perspective that's interesting, or a perspective that's commonly talked about. So they're never really hard selling until you see one of their ads that's selling an exact transformation, right? They're building trust not only through their relatable story, but also through having a belief, having many beliefs, being multifaceted. So this is why I say sell the idea, right? You have to get someone bought into the idea, or they're never going to hand you their credit card. And this goes across the board in every single business. And it's actually quite simple what business actually means. It means you are here to serve. Serving is your magic because within it, you get to storytell. Give someone another perspective, something that they haven't heard, something they haven't seen before. And it doesn't matter that it's different because it's yours. So you can still create like really juicy hooks for content and for your lessons and get somebody's attention, right? Attention grabbing. And you can also still have real value and real depth through storytelling to be able to pull them in, to get them to go through the psychological through line that is them becoming your best friend ultimately. And before that, buying from you, before that, reading your captions, before that, like binging your podcast and becoming obsessed with your work. So, storytelling is serving, selling is serving. When you combine the two, what you're doing is you're giving them a solution that they needed. And in the between of selling them, this is the manifestation piece, and their decision to move is you just holding space, knowing that the right person heard that message. They are coming. And it's actually really beautiful in the in-between when instead of panicking and thinking like, oh my God, did I do it right? You just know that you did. And it's only a matter of time. Time is the only variable. So the reason that you're not currently enjoying the process of selling is because there's a gap. There's a gap in between your perspective, which is seeing the joy in it, not realizing that it's even there. It's a choice. So selling feels icky or panicky, like they haven't paid yet, only if you didn't first serve them. Serve them by showing them your perspective. That's part of your magic. Okay? That's part of your signature identity. So I'm like, if I'm still waiting on someone to pay, I'm like, maybe they changed their mind. Does that affect how I show up? No, because I still believe there's more. I still believe how much money I've made today is just the beginning. It's not that impressive. We have so much further to go. In fact, it's not even about that. There are no limits to this success. The future is limitless, but that starts in my mind. And we joyfully manifest things when we let ourselves share the lessons that we already know with deep belief in that process. Because it's yours. You've lived it. There's no way back. You can't change it, right? Own it. That's part of like owning your story, owning your stories. How do they thread together? How can we bring them to the surface in a way that's like tactical and gets someone to believe in themselves and see a different process? And then there's a certainty behind the decisions you make, your chess moves. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with this one last thing. When in doubt, move it out. Go for a walk, get some new ideas flowing, post about them. You don't stop creating just for one person or even a few people. Your only goal is to stay on a consistent flow state with your business, with your marketing process, whatever that is. And that, ladies, are the magical selling principles.